So, with these readings that we will share together in the evening, I would like to take you on a journey. And as I told you, it's a very sad story. But actually, it is a very deep pastime, Krishna's pastimes in this world, very rich and full of transcendental meaning. Today I would like to share with you this evening, based on the spiritual authority of Sri Jiva Goswami and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, how despite the authority of the Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein we learn that Vasudev and Devaki are the parents of Krishna, Nanda and Yasoda are really Krishna's parents. Herein lies a great dichotomy. For those who do not know this word dichotomy, it means something that is pulling in two directions at the same time, and only one side or the other can be successful, not both. For both sets of parents are fully convinced that Krishna belongs to them. And Krishna, as we see, wants to please both sets of parents. But this is going to be impossible. When reading the pastimes of Sri Krishna, we notice that the residents of Braj never accepted at any time that Krishna was not theirs. They never accepted such a proposal. So now I want to share with you the birth pastime of Sri Krishna, both as accounted in the Srimad Bhagavatam and also from the writings of Srila Jiva Goswami. The famous Vrishni dynasty ruled in Mathura. And the ruler at that time was Maharaj Devamida. And Maharaj Devamida had two wives. One of his wives was a Kshatriya princess, and the other wife was a Vaishya lady. From these two queens, two sons were born. From the Kshatriya wife, Sura Maharaj. And from the other queen came Parjanya Maharaj. Now both Sura Maharaj and Parjanya Maharaj were rulers at that time. Sura Maharaj was ruling in Mathura, and Parjanya Maharaj was living at that time in Gokul. The son of Sura was Vasudev. And Parjanya Maharaj had five excellent sons. And the middle son, the middle of those five sons, his name was Nanda. And Nanda Maharaj became the king of the cowherds in Vraj. So Vasudev and Nanda were cousin brothers and very, very intimate and close friends. This is the setting in which Sri Krishna performs his pastimes every time he appears here in this world for his Bhauma Leela. So when Nanda Maharaj became their leader, the people of Braj were completely satisfied. However, there was one problem. That was that Nanda and Yasoda had no son. Out of great affection for them, many of the people began to perform various sacrifices and austerities, but there was no result. Then Nanda spoke to Yasoda privately. He said to her, "When our grief-stricken relatives perform sacrifices for bestowing on us a child, who is their shelter? At the time of Sankalpa, my mind desires a son more wonderful than any other. If they perform sacrifices for another type of child, I have no interest. If it is not possible to gain this very special child, then my desire for a son will vanish." Then Maharaj Nanda confided in his wife, "I see a boy with large, restless eyes. He's sitting on your lap, and I see him, he's drinking milk from your breast. When I see him, I wonder, am I dreaming? Or am I awake? I don't even know. My dear saintly wife, please tell me, do you also see this child within your heart?" Then beautiful Yasoda Devi replied. She said, "O glorious husband, I have also seen this wonderful child in my thoughts, but I was too shy to tell you. I fear that this desire can never be attained. So we should not keep it in our hearts." Then Nanda said, "Although it is my destiny to be childless, I will take shelter of glorious Lord Narayan. He is the controller of all the worlds, and with his help, my desire can be fulfilled. This I know. What has never been seen and never been heard, he can place before everyone's eyes. He can indeed do the impossible." Yasoda Devi replied. She said, "O Master, we should serve Lord Narayan." Nanda said, "Yes. Good, very good. But what service should we perform?" Yasoda replied, "We should perform the Dvadasi Vrat." Nanda happily replied, "What you say is very good." And thus they began to perform their Dvadasi Vrat for one whole year. At the exact moment that Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda Devi had completed their vows, at that very moment, Lord Narayan appeared before them both in dreams. He told them, O dear devotees, so attached to me, why are you so troubled? A delicate, dark, beautiful boy, as soft and glorious as an Atasi flower, will soon become your son. You will be able to gaze at him always. Krishna will become your son. Very soon, your sweet desire will be fulfilled. Suddenly awakening, both Yasoda and Nanda became plunged into an ocean of nectar. Telling each other what they had just seen, they were both filled with wonder. Then just at that exact time, one very elderly, saintly lady and a young Brahmin boy arrived at that place. Seeing her great splendor, everybody stood up out of respect. "Who are you?" they said. "And who is this little boy?" "He looks like Narada Muni in the form of a child." Smiling, the elderly lady replied, "My name is Purnamasi. I am a widow, an ascetic, and I practice meditation. I am also an astrologer, and I can see the future." This Brahmin boy is called Madhu Mangal. He's very saintly, just like Narada Muni. We both remain eternally at the age you see us right now, because we have some special knowledge. The people of Braj immediately said, "Why have you been so kind upon us to appear like this in our midst?" And Purnamasi replied, she said, "We know that you have some uncommon power and glory." The people said, "How is that?" Purnamasi replied, "King Nanda will soon have a son that will delight the whole world. The goddess of fortune spoke this to me in a dream. A very powerful and glorious person named Krishna will take their birth in this place. Will take their birth in this place." The Vrajavasis were astonished, and they bowed to Purnamasi and they begged her, "Please stay here with us. We will build you a cottage by the Jamuna." Meanwhile, due to Kamsa's cruelty, Rohini begged Vasudev to please send her to the care of Nanda Maharaj in Vraj. Riding on a horse, she secretly entered Vraj at sunset. Seeing chaste Rohini, everyone became happy at heart. overcome with joy, Rohini and Yasoda embraced each other. Rohini was 3 months pregnant. Seeing this made Yasoda very, very happy. Then on the delightful full moon evening in Magh, Yasoda saw in a dream a young, dark boy, and he was hiding behind a beautiful young girl. Then, leaving the place of Nanda Maharaja's heart, that boy entered into Yasoda's heart. And the girl entered into Yasoda's womb. King Nanda also saw these astonishing things. And Yasoda became pregnant because Krishna had entered within her. Then Rohini Devi gave birth to a beautiful boy. He had all good qualities. His face was like the moon. His eyes were like lightning. And his hair was like a rain cloud. Her son was fair and powerful, without any limit. Balaram was born slightly before Krishna, and his birth and name-giving ceremonies were performed secretly on the request of Vasudev. However, after the birth of Balaram, up till the time of the birth of his younger brother, there was some kind of sadness in Braj. And for that, there was only one remedy. When Balaram sat on the lap of Yasoda, who had Krishna within her womb, then Balaram became so happy. Then when all the constellations showed their very, very best aspects, Krishna, the ocean of surprises, was born. At the time of his birth, Yogamaya, Krishna's energy that performs mysterious tasks, assumed the form of this baby girl and took birth as Krishna's sister. Meanwhile, in Mathura, the fully opulent Supreme Personality of Godhead had been transferred from the mind of Vasudev to the mind of Devaki by mantra. And Devaki had become incredibly effulgent and beautiful, carrying Lord Sri Krishna in her heart. Exactly at the same time that Yasoda Mata gave birth to Krishna in Vrindavan, in Mathura, in the prison house of Kamsa, Devaki also gave birth to a child. Lord Hari appeared in a four-handed form with a crown on his head and golden earrings on his ears, and his four hands held the Padma, the disc, the club, and the conch. And although it was a very dark, rainy, cold night, there was a bright effulgence coming from his body that illuminated everything. Seeing this wonderful child, both Vasudev and Devaki paid their obeisances with folded hands, and they both offered many prayers. Then, at the request of this extraordinary child, Vasudev left the prison and carried his son to Gokul. Vasudev could not see that Yasoda had given birth to both a boy and a girl. And he could not see how his son combined invisibly with Yasoda's child. By the will of Yogamaya, Vasudev saw only the baby girl, who he picked up very gently after having carefully placed his own great jewel safely in Vraj, and then carrying that baby girl, he left. Vasudev is famous as the father of Krishna, but when he saw Krishna's four-handed form, he doubted that Krishna was actually his son. He had no power to say how this child was first four-handed and then became two-handed. Vasudev could not really understand anything that had just happened. Back to Vrindavan. In Gokul, Yasoda was sleeping. She too was unaware of what had taken place. And then she heard her baby crying. And she awoke and saw the newborn child. She gazed at him in astonishment. She tried to call her friends, but she couldn't. Tears streamed down from her eyes. She was overcome with love for her son. Then the people of Braj awakened from their sleep. The Supreme Personality of Godhead was now amongst them. Krishna, glorious like the moon with its cooling light, made the lotus flowers of the hearts of the Braj's people bloom with joy. The newborn baby began to cry. Quickly they ran to him. Rohini and the other ladies all gazed at this beautiful child, thinking how to awake Yasoda from her trance. The ladies gazed at her also, as she stunned, gazed at her newborn son. Then with all their eyes, they all gazed at this dark infant boy. With their hearts, they were full of doubt. How could this possibly be an ordinary human child? The idea refused to walk on the pathway of what they could believe. The ladies thought, Is this a garland of blue lotuses? Or is it a gigantic sapphire? It appears that this is the form of a newborn child. But as we gaze at this child, our senses are all stunned. Our eyes are fixed on him alone. Then just to attract their hearts, with his tiny newborn hand, Krishna played with a few strands of curly hair. Oh! And then he made his hands into tiny little fists. The ladies gazed at him as if tossed to and fro, backwards and forwards by the Jamuna's waves, as he gently moved his little hands and his tiny, beautiful feet. Delighted, they whispered amongst themselves. They forgot their household duties. And then one very peaceful, gentle-hearted lady gently placed her trembling hands on the newborn child. And now the ladies could see that this beautiful child was a boy. They said, oh, now he touches his head, and now he rubs his little eyes, and now he touches his chest, and now he rests his hands on his chest. Saying this, the ladies, the beautiful-eyed ladies, gazed at this child again and again, and nobody grew tired of looking at him. Meanwhile, shedding a shower of tears, delighted Yasoda Ma offered her newborn son the nectar shower of milk flowing from her breasts. Then Rohini requested an elderly Brahmani to go and inform Nanda Maharaj. And that lady's face was full of a joyful smile. Nanda and Upananda and the others had gone to the barn to milk the cows. So she happily hurried there, bearing in her hands fruit on a golden plate and other items. She told Nanda Baba of the birth of his son. Again and again she told him. And everyone honored that gray-haired old lady. Nanda Baba said, give her all the cows in the cow barn in charity for this wonderful news. Then she offered Nanda the auspicious gifts that she had in her hands, fruit, durba grass, anointed with rochana, kumkum, and sandalwood paste. Seeing this, Upananda joyfully told Nanda, you should leave the cows here immediately and quickly return home. And all the men happily said, this lady has brought the good news we all yearned to hear. A son was happily born to Nanda. How was it possible? How was it possible? How was it possible? Nanda's intelligence had no way, no power to understand how it was possible. Then, bathing and donning the robes of a person who was about to perform ritualistic religious ceremonies, glorious King Nanda gave many, many valuables in charity. First he gave 10,000 cows, then he gave 100,000 cows, then he gave 500,000 cows, 1 million cows, 2 million cows, piles of sesame seeds, 7 piles of sesame seeds, and he was still not satisfied, so he gave mounds of the same size of jewels. He gave jewels away. He called all the brahmanas and told them, take whatever you want. Please, bless my son. Just bless my son. Then, deciding to visit Nanda Maharaj's house, the leaders of Braj, all dressed in fine garments, and quickly proceeded to go and see Nanda's son. Full of happiness, they saw this extraordinarily beautiful child, and they felt astonishment mixed with unlimited happiness. The Rajavasis decorated their cows with gold and jeweled ornaments. They smeared oil mixed with butter and turmeric all over the cows, and then, beholding Krishna in their heart, these fortunate cows looked like the essence of the earth's auspiciousness. The cows came to see Krishna. The people came to see Krishna. Everyone in Vraj came to see Krishna. The whole world resounded with the jubilant bellowing of the cows. Absorbed in the ecstasy of Krishna's birth, they felt neither hunger nor thirst. The festival that they then performed drowned the gopis in an ocean of joy. Offering oil, vermilion, garlands, utensils in charity, all the assembled devotees, all the assembled gopis, Rohini, the wife of Vasudev, also asked everyone, please bless Nanda's son. Upon completion of the sacrifice, Upananda and the other relatives felt unlimited happiness as they took their baths. And keeping the king of Vrindavan in the front, Nanda's relatives offered opulent cloth, jeweled ornaments, tambul, and garlands and sandalwood pulp to everybody who had come to the festival. And then, again and again, they begged everyone in attendance to please bless this wonderful child who had just appeared in Vrindavan.